Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer günstig und natürlich mit dem Aldi-Tiefpreisversprechen. Zum Beispiel knackiges Gemüse, saftiges Obst, frische Backwaren. Kurz gesagt, mehr Frische für alle. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote zum Tiefpreis in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, well, I never, plus Lent and cocaine in limes. All coming up right after this.
Looking for the ultimate game night? Chumba Casino brings all the fun and excitement of a night out straight to your screen whenever you want it. Play hundreds of thrilling games instantly. No downloads, no delays. Just launch from your browser and dive right in. From spinning slots and playing blackjack to instant scratch tile cards or joining live social tables, there's always something new to explore. Signing up takes just seconds and you'll unlock a free welcome bonus plus daily login bonuses to keep the fun going every time you play. Play for pure entertainment or for a chance to score some serious prizes anytime, anywhere. And here's the best part. No purchase required to join or play. So what are you waiting for? Make tonight one to remember. Head to ChumbaCasino.com and bring the fun home. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Ever wonder how dark the world can really get?
Well, we dive into the twisted, the terrifying, and the true stories behind some of the world's most chilling crimes.
Hi, I'm Ben.
And I'm Nicole.
Together, we host Wicked and Grim, a true crime podcast that unpacks real-life horrors one case at a time.
With deep research, dark storytelling, and the occasional drink to take the edge off,
we're here to explore the wicked
and reveal the grim. We are Wicked and Grim.
Follow and listen on your favorite podcast platform.
Declaration of my feelings for you. Elaboration on those feelings. Description of how long these feelings have existed. Belief that no one else could feel the same as I. Reminiscence on the pleasant times we shared. And our relationship's perfection. Ah, well. Recounting of the steps that led to our love's dissolution. Mostly involving my unfaithfulness and lies. Penitent admission of wrongdoing. Discovery of the depth of my affection. Regret over the lateness of my epiphany. Title of the song. Naive expression of love. Reluctance to accept that you are gone. Request to turn back time and rectify my wrongs. Repetition of the title of the song. Enumeration of my various transgressive actions. Of insufficient motivation. Realization that these actions led to your departure. And my resultant lack of sleep and appetite. Renunciation of my past insensitive behavior. Promise of my reformation. Reassurance that you still are foremost in my thoughts now. Need for instructions how to gain your trust again. Request for reconciliation. Listing of the numerous tasks that I'd perform. Of physical and emotional compensation. Oh, title of the song. naive expression of love, reluctance to accept that you are gone. Request to turn back time,
rectify my wrongs,
repetition is the title of the song. Acknowledgement that I acted foolishly, increasingly desperate, please for your return, sorrow for my infidelity, the vain hope that my sins are forgivable, appeal for one more opportunity, drop to my knees to elicit a crowd response, prayers to my chosen deity, modulation, and I hold a high note. And I'm making so much money, I'm going to space. You must stop regurgitating. We're sending you out to do special experiments.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Well, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
You never heard that phrase, remember they used to say, well, I never.
I love that.
You know, I'm, I can tell you never did, ma'am. No one would mount that on a dare.
Chick, may I tell this story? You once told me that there was a guy who was treating you very poorly.
Yes.
And you kind of went, you know what, sir? And he goes, hey, let me get a picture. And you're like, no, I'm not going to, no. You haven't been treating me well. Why would I take a picture with you?
I don't remember this. It's happened so often.
And he goes, well, I never. And you said to him, you know, that's the problem, is that no one has never said to you,
oh, no,
you're acting wrong.
Yeah. I remember that now.
And I remember thinking that's a pretty good way to.
We were signing something somewhere and you saw for the first time someone just came up, looked at me and threw me a CD with a smirk on their face. Yeah. But I did the same thing to Joe Gibbs when I met him at Cleveland Municipal Stadium.
People get nervous.
I couldn't speak.
Yeah.
I just thrust my sad hat at him.
Yeah, people get nervous. It's all right to be nervous, but it's not.
Say it ain't so, Joe.
This guy was being rude to you.
So. He was mean. He was
mean. Let's just move forward. We'll be polite to everybody and continue with sports.
That's all we had.
Oh, Joe. That's it?
I have an update on our swinging pots from yesterday. Do you remember when we were talking about that?
Like used in a Catholic service?
Yes.
We were talking about Lent, and we were talking about...
Never mind.
No, I was looking for a news extra for your...
That's not really news, but okay, Father John weighed in on this.
No.
News extra!
Now, we were talking about Lent, and the fact that some archbishop somewhere said it's okay to eat alligator...
Because it's a reptile. And that's actually true. I mean, that's not...
And I was saying, it seems like these... There doesn't seem to be a hierarchy where, like, the Pope tells you what you can eat. It's all these random archbishops. And one guy said you could eat beaver because it swims. I mean, that's...
Yeah, but that was in the 1600s
that
he declared that.
Right, 1700s.
So then it's law.
Right.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
So what a...
There seems to be a very clear hierarchy when it comes to the Catholic Church, though.
But not when it comes to Lent, apparently.
But then you were talking about... Somebody was talking about the pots that they use with the
chicken enjoys them, and
I enjoy the pots.
What is it? No, they swing the pots and they're full of.
And you asked if they could go all the way around.
Yeah, they do a 360.
And I'm sure they can.
Sent me a letter.
What does this Father John know about Catholics?
Well, he's a priest.
Oh,
and I don't. Hey, Christy, FYI, swinging the incense pot called a thurible.
Oh,
now we learned something. 360 degrees is liturgically permissible. It's rare to see it practiced anymore, but in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, it was not completely uncommon.
Holy cow.
That's clear. Putting the soul in Cirque du Soleil.
That's what he says. No, he said particularly at African-American or gospel masses, which tended to be much more free with incorporating movement into their worship style.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, you could...
It's a full 360?
It's possible.
So are they on chains? Or?
They're on like a long... chain.
How big is the smoke thing?
It's like this.
Like a lantern size.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you were going to swing it around, you'd have to make sure you didn't you'd have to really get it going like a jump rope, because if you pause too far up, it's going to fall down.
Father John said, I've seen it done, but I've never had the guts to try it myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of incense do they use?
It's like a briquette they light and it turns into ash.
I know, but I mean, is it like, can you go get it at like
you mean
a
the
head
scent?
Shop?
A scent? Yeah. Is that what you're after?
I don't know what scent they use.
Wouldn't that be a great gag? You go get that marijuana incense and slip it in there.
Oh, it smells like marijuana?
No one seems to be laughing. Okay.
It smokes a lot. I know that. It can be really...
But Pat, you were an altar boy.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, we swung in those babies.
Yeah.
Have you ever had the pleasure of going to a black church?
Yep.
I have.
It is a pure celebration.
I went to a Catholic mass in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. They were dancing joyful. In the aisles. They joyful. Came down. Oh, it's
really
so
wonderful.
Joyful.
Yeah.
Beautiful mass.
Better music.
Yeah, if you get the opportunity to worship at one of those, do it.
I went in a boat in the Bahamas.
A church boat?
No, just a boat.
Oh, that's really joyful, too.
Went sailing. It was
awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I felt the glory of God as I just, you know, peeled through the water.
I went to a casino in the Bahamas. That was fun.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys.
Played that Korean poker, whatever. Pai Gao? That was fun.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh.
Yeah. Pai Gao!
Yes. So we have Christy at the news desk. Anything that's going to lead to a Pat Godwin story?
I don't know, Pat. Oh, what do you got for me?
Oh, I got the cocaine story.
All right, I got that.
The sky. Oh,
coke in the boat, that one? Yeah.
No.
No!
Not.
No, it's...
Can we?
You're close. Like you'll know as soon as I say.
Okay.
U.S. Customs agents in California intercepted over $3 million worth of cocaine hidden in a shipment of limes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's because if you're, you know, going to do cocaine, you don't want to get scurvy. Is it scurvy? Is that the, which is it? I never can remember.
Rickets? Yes.
Is it rickets or scurvy?
Oh, yeah, it's scurvy.
Is it scurvy?
I think, no, one's lime and one's scurvy. Iron? Anemia?
I what? Don't know. I'll find out. I'm sorry.
Somebody find out.
Officers at the Otay Mesa commercial facility.
Otay.
Encountered a 42-year-old
Well, those guys must
man.
Hate Eddie Murphy. Every time, where do you work? Oh, I work at the Otay. And,
Otay
oh, really?
Mesa.
Otay.
The 42-year-old man was driving a commercial tractor trailer with a shipment manifested as Persian limes. During an inspection, a canine unit screened the shipment and alerted officers who removed 158 suspicious packages from the trailer. They were found to contain 435 pounds of cocaine, estimated street value $3.4 million.
Ah, now, Pat, you have a song?
Sure. I wonder what song it's going to be. Custom check for cocaine. Smuggling is a crime. They pulled over a truck. It was full of limes. They put the dime in the cocaine. They wrapped them all up. They put a driver in the truck. Man, he's out of luck. They put the lime in the cocaine. Thinking you won't find it. Put the lime in the cocaine. El Chapo is behind it. Or custom says it looks like $3 million. Yeah. Custom says maybe it's $1 million. Yeah. Customs, it'll never hit the street. All that lime and cocaine make one hell of a margarita. Now let me get this straight. They put lime in the cocaine. They wrap them all up. They send one poor schmuck alone in a truck. They put lime in the cocaine. Thinking we won't find it. Put the lime in the cocaine. El Chapo is behind it. You put the lime in the cocaine. You swallow them together. Put the lime in the cocaine. Strapped under your sweater. Put the lime in the cocaine. Better hurry fast, put the lime in the cocaine and shove it up your ass.
Ooh, in the keister, just in time for Easter.
Boy, it shows you how tough, what a great singer Harry Nielsen was, doesn't it? You nailed it, Pat.
Oh, thank you.
So
that,
good.
That one part where you go, doctor, that's rough.
I've always liked that song.
Oh, yeah, it's cool.
That is a great song.
Well, you want to sing in a low-pitched, sexy voice because that's what people prefer, apparently. That's right. They say that the crooners like Barry White is sexier for a long-term relationship, that low-pitched tone. Researchers found lower voice pitch makes men and women sound more attractive to potential long-term partners.
I've heard people say, too much of anything is not good for you, baby.
other than navy beans. I can't get enough navy beans.
I just love it.
I like a lot of butter on my navy beans.
Cornbread.
We love
the cornbread on my navy beans.
That's not a good that's foreskin.
But it seemed to me like it's enough.
Is he the fattest of all singers?
He was a large man. I don't think he's the fattest of all singers.
Well, I mean, you know. With the,
let's put had, it up on the board. Yeah. He was the fattest of all singers.
That had hits. I mean.
John Popper was up there for a while.
This new guy, Jelly Roll, may be the biggest.
He's a big,
big dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Barry White, no longer with us, but he's he had that deep voice.
Israel.
Oh, that guy. The
Kama Kauai, who's a
somewhere
Hawaiian,
over the rainbow.
Hawaiian singer whose weight peaked at 756 pounds.
Whoa.
Yeah, he was gigantic.
He's deceased now.
Hawaiian singer, yeah.
Wow. Great singer.
They also found a lower pitch in men like Star Wars villain Darth Vader boosts their social status.
Oh, really?
It makes them sound more formidable.
Don't make me destroy you.
Are we sure the author of this study wasn't just into black dudes?
That's a very real possibility.
Hey, Cheryl, can I talk to you for a second?
Is there any way I can hit on Barry White and James Earl Jones and not make it seem obvious?
You like fat black dudes, don't you?
made them sound more formidable amongst younger men and more prestigious amongst older men. I don't think it's hurting David Beckham any to have a high-pitched voice.
Mine? No, probably not.
I don't know about that. Have you ever heard him talk?
Yes.
It's really irritating.
No, wait a minute. Shut up. And just take your shirt off.
Good Lord.
Good point.
Yeah. Just show me a picture of your, what ad is that in the underwear?
Oh, Calvin Klein.
Who else is some of the deeper singers? Josh Turner. You ever heard him? The great country, a lot of fun country stuff.
What about the guy from the Oak Ridge Boys?
So do men like a deep voice on a woman?
I don't hate it, depending on... Yeah, but again, looks go, you know...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want anybody hideous with a deep voice, then that's more of a...
Who's the most famous?
Deepest voice,
Kathleen Turner, maybe.
Yeah, hers was kind of a...
Brenda Vaccaro, maybe?
Demi Moore has a kind of a deep voice.
Lauren Bacall had that smoky...
That's but okay. If you have a girl that talks like this all the time, wouldn't that be a little annoying?
Okay, don't do that anymore.
And of course, Pat, yes, the B. Arthur, the number one sex symbol there for a while.
Emma Stone in Superbad's voice is pretty deep. I don't know what happened.
She kind of has a deeper voice.
Yeah, deeper voice.
They say that Abraham Lincoln had a very high, squeaky voice.
Yeah.
I'm the President of the United States. Thank you.
That's very good.
I like that.
Thank you. You know, Daniel Day-Lewis did not answer to anything but Abraham or Mr. President on set.
Oh, boy. That's the old race. Why don't you try acting?
That's the old Lawrence Olivier.
Yeah.
That's
Mr. Offer. President, would you like a pepperoni or sausage pizza?
Hey, no kidding.
Mr. President, your cell phone's ringing.
Mr. President, Mr. Lincoln, here's your latte.
Yeah.
It's decaf extra hot, Mr. President.
Voices can really make a difference, I think. I mean...
Well, one of your favorites is Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
And my gosh, if he isn't way down there,
Yes.
He's the guy that goes to the beef people.
Yep. That's it.
Works for dinner.
Do you assume deeper voice, larger...
No, I never thought that.
Dr. Kyle.
Dr. Kyle.
Is the deep
I'm not
voice,
a meat honey, so I don't care.
It's a meat honey.
It's what for dinner.
I was not aware that was a term.
I don't think
meat
it is.
Honey.
It I like be. That. What is it? A beef honey?
She just said meat honey.
Meat honey.
We're going to go with meat honey.
I have never heard it, but I've made it
It's the opposite
up.
Of a size queen.
Right. I'm not a meat honey. I don't.
No,
it's the same
queen.
As a size queen,
it's
but
the same as a
she's
size
saying
queen.
That she's
just,
not one. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. That's never been a
but
minority.
Didn't you famously tell us a story one morning about a teeny tiny? I thought it was on the air.
No.
She accidentally walked in on me while I was peeing.
Itty bitty.
I did not. Now people are going to think I really did. I did not see
that. Tom walked in on me when I was sitting down one time.
Did he? Well, he did that to me one
Chrissy
time.
Walked in on her when she was sitting on the toilet.
You didn't lock the door.
I forgot to lock the door.
I forgot to lock the door, too.
Oh, boy.
I forgot to lock.
Tom cursed when he saw it.
I forgot to lock the door one morning.
Shut the door.
And Bob walked in on me, and he hasn't come back since.
Now I have a paranoia about it. Like I double
check. I do too.
Yeah.
I told you I went to the. I was at a Target. Love Target. Great stores. Always nice and clean.
Some of the finest shopping carts that are out there.
And I walk into Target.
Popcorn. That's
and there's
cute.
A lady standing in front of the family bathroom. just standing there.
Yes.
Yes.
And I look around and the green thing on the door or whatever, so I guess I can go in and walk over. She steps aside. I open the door and there's her friend sitting down.
Well, what the hell? What kind of friend is that?
Well, Tom.
What?
They were hitting on you.
What kind of lookout is that?
Did you go home with them?
Oh, that was a trap. Yeah, you almost got ensnared in their little web there.
Yeah.
It's a common thing.
That's called, what is it?
It's a three-way at Target.
All right, you, Shirley, you go in there and pretend to take a dump.
Pig butchering.
We're going to wait for... Don't lock the door.
I'm going to stay out here. She should have said, I'm sorry, my friend's in there.
First of all, why are you using the family bathroom?
Because I was in a rush. I had to go, much like right now.
This is a real thing, Tom. Pig butchering is a scam involving a fraudster posing as a friend or romantic interest to deceive individuals into providing funds for fictitious investments. It's the subject of Last Week Tonight with John Oliver on HBO this week. Hmm. They can send you texts, and they'll say, hey, Is this Tiffany that I met last night at the dance club? And you go, no, wrong number. And that's all they need.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, never respond to those.
No, you don't. Yeah. Don't ever respond to a text unless you know who it is.
My husband gets some of those sometimes.
The big scam is the...
Oh, well, he's a trafficker.
The big scam is the hospital.
Well, he's on the list.
Now it gets weird.
What's the hospital one?
The hospital one is in essence, you send someone a thing, and it's very elaborate, and then they think you're going to send them back. Oh, this text was not meant for me. Sorry.
Oh, and so it's real hard.
Then the conversation begins, and pretty soon it's, this was about a friend who was having a heart transplant.
If you don't know it, delete it.
And then pretty soon they're asking you for money. That's a major scam.
It's a really bad deal.
I've gotten some, some of those spam ones, where if I were married, it could lead to divorce proceedings. A picture of some chick.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, I had fun last night. You're like, hey, what? Honey, I swear to God.
That is not my handwriting.
Yeah.
That is not my signature.
Who's going to believe you?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Football season is here.
Oh, man.
Believe has the podcast to enhance your football experience. From the pros.
One of the most interesting quarterback rooms.
To college.
Michigan is set at 8.5 wins.
To fantasy.
If you feel that way, why didn't you trade him?
Become a better fan and listen to the football podcasts from Believe.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.